There's a boat race down the river. There's a slow boat on my mind.
Oh, good music.
I know, good music, huh?
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, where'd that music come from?
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, thank you, Mark. But this is Fish Talk Radio. I'm sitting in studio, and fortunately, Captain Karen Hookham is here. She's helping out all around. Actually, she's finishing her lunch right now, but she's going to be making some calls for us and commenting. And she is an aspiring angler, so she's going to have a lot of questions for Brooks. And Brooks Russell, why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit about who Brooks is, where you came from, where you live, and what your background is.
Yeah, so, you know, my family originated from England and landed in the Bahamas around 1786. I live in the small town of Nassau, which is the capital. I own a company called Bahamas Sports Fishing Network. And what we do is we have a network in the Bahamas that showcases all the fishing tournaments. We're the hot spots in fishing in the Bahamas. You know, where's the bite? You know, right now we're in our wahoo season. So, you know, on our Facebook page, you can see, you know, what people are catching in the Bahamas in terms of
Brooks,
wahoo.
Can you repeat that company again?
Yes, it's Bahamas Sport Fishing Network.
Okay.
And so the idea is to bridge the gap between the Bahamas and the U.S. because most of our major fishermen, you know, come from the U.S. over to the Bahamas to fish. And a lot of times before they come, you know, depending on the time of year, they want to know, you know, what's happening, you know, how hot is the Bahamas, not only temperature-wise but fishing-wise, you know, whether it's deep sea or, you know, we have some fantastic flats fishing in the Bahamas. So we have a lot of guys flying out of Colorado and places near you guys, John, to fly fish.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what do you mean by flat fishing?
Flats fishing.
Flats.
Okay. Well,
Karen,
no, that's perfect. Because flats fishing, well, Brooks will answer that. Basically, it's shallow water, but it's we're going to find out if they do have any of that in Florida when we talk to Matt and then Chucky when we talk to Van Wormers. But if you don't mind, Brooks, everybody has heard about the Bahamas. I mean, the cruise ships go there. People go there to, you know, to go snorkeling and, you know, and enjoy the warm weather. But it's, to me, it's a little bit of a mystery of actually what it is. I mean, I know it's some islands not too far from Florida, but can you give us a little bit of logistics about where it is, you know, and about the more what it encompasses, and is it a sovereign area? So if you don't mind, just give us a little bit of a dictionary point of view about now you say Bahamas, which means islands, but is there a sovereignty called Bahama?
Sure. So the Bahamas is independent, although we are part of the Commonwealth. We pretty much can do, you know, everything independently on our own. We still recognize, you know, the Queen as the head, but we are an independent country. Located, you know, in the Atlantic Ocean, our closest islands to Florida, we have Bimini, which is, you know, famous Bimini, where Ernest Hemingway wrote many books and fished, you know, talks about his fishing out of Bimini. That's 45 miles, about 45 miles from Miami. And then we have Grand Bahama, which is about 50 miles from West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a nice run, although it's across the Gulf of Mexico. You know, it's a nice run from Florida. That's why a lot of boats, you know, like to jump over to us for the weekend or maybe longer. We also, you know, the islands, the Bahamas consist of a number of islands. You know, when many people think of the Bahamas, the first thing that comes to mind maybe is Nassau, because that's what's talked about the most. But actually, we're a number of islands a chain of islands that expand probably about 600 or 700 miles south. There's about 30 to 35 islands that are populated, Nassau being the most populated, we have about 300,000 people in the Bahamas, and about 185 to 200,000 live in Nassau.
Wow!
So it's a very highly populated island, Nassau.
And how big is the island of Nassau?
Okay, Nassau is only 21 miles long by 7 miles wide.
Wow.
So not very big at all, although that's where the industry is. Back in the early 1900s, that's where the industry started to blossom, with the cruise ships and the airplanes and the tourism first started in Nassau. So that's how it became so populated. However, the rest of the islands are fantastic. As you can imagine, some of the islands are really untouched that you can go and visit, have an amazing experience, visiting these islands, by boat or by plane. And, of course, fishing. I mean, the fishing in some of these islands, as you can imagine, yesterday on the island of Bimini, there was a 122-pound wahoo caught.
Whoa, they don't get that big.
Which is, it's a monster. That's a monster wahoo.
Wait, 122-pound wahoo? Gosh. I mean, I've seen huge wahoo that were 50, 60 pounds. But, there's not too many tunas. I mean, that's the size of a marlin.
You should see it. I mean, you can take a look on our Facebook page. It's the Bahamas Sport Fishing Network, but it's there. It's a 122-pound wahoo. Some folks out of the U.S. came over and were fishing, and man, how lucky would that be, John? I mean, I can't imagine what that feeling was like. I've never caught one that big, but I can't imagine having that on the rod because they are a fast fish.
Well, I understand fish. They can swim at up to 60 miles an hour.
Sure, no doubt.
Yeah, they're up there with the rest of it. We talked about that, but they're up in the top three as far as how fast they can swim, and it's amazing. But they also have these really sharp teeth, and they're not easy to catch because they don't like to take a line with a steel leader. But if you use mono or something, when they take it, they just bite it off.
Right, and most people now what they're doing is they're high speed trolling for these wahoo now.
Yeah.
They're doing,
you're going 10, 12 knots. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this thing hits your rod going the other way.
Wow.
You got to be ready for a fight.
Well, I think wahoo is in Hawaii, they call it ono. And the reason they call it ono is because in Hawaiian, ono means good, because they're one of the best eating fish that you can find.
Definitely. You have you ever had some?
Oh yeah. We get them. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Keys and about Baja and Southern Baja Wahoo, and we want to talk a little bit about the difference and the similarities, between the Pacific and the Atlantic as far as Baja, Mexico, and then over to Florida, and then down in the Keys, and then down into the Bahamas. But what you're talking about, I think, is giving us an idea of logistics. So it's a string of islands that extends for about 500 miles, and I would imagine that just like most strains, that there's a leeward and windward, and you've probably got different varieties on each side. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And speaking of flats, most islands are situated where the shallow water, the flats, are on one side of the island where you can fly fish for bonefish or tarpon or permit. And then on the other side is the ocean side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you troll the edge for these wahoo or tuna or mahi.
Right. Well, we're going to get more into that, and we're going to find out a little bit more about the fishing and maybe some other exciting things to do down there while you're there. But we're going to have to go into our break, which is going to be real quick.
How about we touch just quickly before we take our break that we're going to be putting together some travel packages for...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've already talked to Brooks about that, so
great. Stay
tuned. But we got some great Christmas presents coming up. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be back with you in just a couple minutes. So hang in there. The best is still to come.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Sandos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
The road stretches for miles in front of you. And with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
All fish, Maple Lake, French Lake, Grand Lake, Cedar Lake, Pleasant Lake, Clear Lake, Bass Lake, Otter Lake, Goose Lake, Gull Lake, Round Lake, Burr Lake, Rice Lake, Sugar Lake, Mud Lake, Long Lake, and Lake.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. We're talking to Brooks Russell about, now, you say the Bahamas, but is there actually an entity called the Bahamas, or is it Bahama?
No, it's called the Bahamas, with an S.
Okay, so the sovereignty is the Bahamas.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Well, we're learning so much about it because, again, everybody kind of has an idea where it is and what it is, but I learned so much in that first part about what it really is. And so it's a string of islands, but just like the rest of that area down there, that's probably not very high.
No, we're at sea level. Our highest point, I believe, is about 206 feet above sea level. So we're pretty flat.
Okay. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the fishing there and some other places. But why don't you give a description? How about the season of fishing in the Bahamas? I mean, can you fish year round? Is there different species that come and go?
Yeah, you can fish year round for sure. We have a number of species and a number of fishing seasons. So, for example, from October through February runs the heart of our wahoo season. From February through May generally runs our mahi-mahi season. And, starting in, end of April through June is our yellowfin tuna season. So you can, as far as deep sea fishing, you can do that pretty much almost all year round. Fly fishing, of course, on the flats for bonefish and tarpon. That's definitely year round.
Mm-hmm.
There's a variety. It just depends, you know, on.
Oh, go ahead, Brooks. That's not a problem. Not a problem. She's going to call right back. Okay. Anyway, Brooks, hang in there. We've got a little bit of a complicated system going on with our phones because we have to get a conference three-way call going through. Do we have Chucky? That we're trying to get organized. But I one of the things that I'd like to mention right now is we're in the process of putting together, we're redoing our Real Fun Adventures page on Fish Talk Radio. And within a short time, we're going to be posting trips that are maybe hosted, which we traditionally do, but we're putting together special packages working with our sponsors so that you'll be able to put together, you know, primarily fishing trips to many parts of the world, whether it's Alaska, to Mexico, and then we're talking to Brooks about putting together a trip to the Bahamas. And we've got, and Brooks, are you back there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that. We just had, must have been a sunspot. But anyway, we're just talking about putting together some trips, and one of those will be to the Bahamas. So give us a little bit of an idea about how do you get there.
Yeah, so getting to the Bahamas is pretty easy. There's major flights and carriers that fly either to Miami, if that's a stop off, and then jump over to Nassau or one of the islands. But there are a number of direct flights from a lot of major cities in the U.S. into Nassau. And once you get into Nassau, whether that's your final destination or you want to visit one of the amazing out islands, there's a number of smaller, you know, airlines that do the island hopping to the other islands. We expanded our international airport last year. It's one of the, you know, largest in our area, and we have just a number of major carriers coming into Nassau now.
Mm-hmm. What do you recommend if you're going to be, you know, doing some fishing, but you want to be in a nice area that you can maybe relax in the evening?
Yeah, so my two favorite places to go fish, you know, during the year, depending on what you want to go for, but are you coming in to fish, is two islands. One's called Abaco, and one's called Eleuthera. And you can feel free to Google both of these, but they still have a very quaint colonial feel to them. A lot of the islands there, you know, you only can drive around by golf cart. You know, the access to the fishing grounds is, you know, a short boat ride, whether it's for, you know, deep sea fishing or for fly fishing. And so those two islands, you know, are one of my top two favorites to go fishing on. However, there are, you know, a number of other islands you can explore through Google or through recommendations. If you have questions, you can email us or contact us on Facebook. Ask you, John, to find out information. But we'll be more than happy to, you know, kind of help you, to help your listeners,
well,
find the right destination.
Let's get a little bit of idea. Now, the fishing trips, if you want to do something really exciting and really exotic, it can be really expensive. So, in other words, you know, some of the South American countries that have some great fishing, but they do not have a lot of infrastructure or competition, and it's very difficult. It can be very expensive. But, you know, in Baja Sur, which we're going to be talking to real quickly, it's easy to get there, and it's very inexpensive. Give us an idea if somebody wanted to come down and spend, say, five days in the Bahamas. What kind of a price are you looking at? And would it be, you have to have a guide, or would you pick whatever you want to do?
Yeah, you definitely would have to have a fly fishing guide, you know, or charter a deep sea fishing guide to carry you out.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of price, you know, tickets are always, you know, the obstacle here.
Flights.
Any Caribbean nation you're going to. Mm-hmm. If you book ahead of time, you know, I think you can get a very reasonable ticket to Nassau, you know, somewhere between the, you know, around the $600 to $700, maybe $750 price range.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the time of year that you want to go. It would depend on, you know,
right.
of course, the resort you book mm-hmm. and what their specials are during that time. I know
right.
a lot of resorts do give a lot of discounts on their rates, you know, in the fall, meaning, you know, September, October, first part of November. Also in the spring.
Brooks, we did find Chucky Van Warmer, who is one of the proprietors of Van Warmer Resorts in the beautiful East Cape, Baja California, sir, and he may have some questions for you. Now, we're very familiar, and as Master Captain Karen Hookham has been to visit with Chucky Van Warmer's in East Cape. Beautiful place. But let's kind of talk a little bit about maybe what some of the differences or comparisons are. Chucky, we have you?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, Chucky, I don't know how familiar you are with the Bahamas, but we have Brooks Russell, who is an expert on it. So if you got any questions, and let's talk a little bit about the idea of going fishing in Southern Baja and or in the Bahamas. Now, most of the fish that Brooks was talking about, he mentioned the Wahoo and the Dorado, which of course
uh-huh.
you're famous for. But
uh-huh.
then the Sea of Cortez, it sounds like the water temperature can be very similar, but farther south it's more consistent. So, Brooks, what would be the range of the water temperature in the Bahamas?
It'd be in the 70 to 80 range pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And Chucky, you had some really unusual water temperature this year, and of course
yes.
we had that little storm that came through. But
little.
Previous, yeah, little. But previous to that, the water temperature was unseasonable. Yeah, but
right.
And I guess it got so warm that it kind of scared the bait fish away or pushed them away, and they're coming back now. But
right.
give us an idea if someone was going to go down to visit my favorite place, which is Palmas de Cortez, what they're going to find there, a little bit about the resort, where it is, and what your fishing operation's like.
Yes, we have, let's first say about the water temperature. It ranges from 75 degrees to 90 degrees this year. The operations, we have 28-foot cruisers. We go out every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. We usually fish till 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The different variety of different fish, Dorado, Wahoo, Tuna, Marlin, Striped Marlin, Blue Marlin, Sailfish, Rooster Fish, Pargo, Cabrilla, Sierra, and it's almost seasonal. That when it's really warm, you got almost all type of species, and when during the cooler months, we have different species that come in, like the Sierra and the Yellowtail.
Mm-hmm.
Year round,
mm-hmm.
roosters, sailfish.
Yeah.
I mean, tuna.
Right.
Dorado, mm-hmm. striped marlin.
And the big ones. And Chucky, if you don't mind, we had a little bit late getting you on. Would you have a few minutes to hang on through the break so we can come back with you and Brooks?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because we're going to have to take a quick break. But I don't know if Brooks, you know, kind of caught on to some of that also, what we were talking about. But
well, I want to talk about the rooster. I always heard that rooster is hard to catch.
Well, there's. I'll tell you what. If you take 100 anglers that have gone after sport fish, there's not too many of them that ever caught a rooster
right.
fish. But when you're down at Chucky's place, they're easy to catch.
Oh, seriously, I'm coming,
but,
Chucky.
Okay.
But yeah,
also, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about fly fishing. So you
yeah.
are listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Captain Karen Hookham. We've got Chucky Van Warmer, and we have also Brooks Russell. So we'll be right back with you.
I'm John Hennigan, host of Fish Talk Radio. This is Common Sense Conservation, brought to you by Santa Monica Seafood. We have Dr. Lauren Everett.
Hello, John. My background in this area deals with what we're doing for the World Federation of Scientists in Switzerland. We work on planetary emergencies. One of those is associated with our dying oceans that I will be chairing in the next couple of months. And that has to do with the impacts of runoff from our agricultural activities around the world. And therein lies the problem of what helps agriculture can hurt the ocean, meaning that the nitrates and phosphates that grow our crops, as they run off to our rivers and lakes and streams and enter the ocean, they create what's referred to as algal blooms, filamentous blue-green algae, for example, algae that will produce an acid called domoic acid that is really quite toxic. But the greater effect is that it creates dead zones. It creates a buildup of organic matter that will use up all of the oxygen, and those dead zones preclude any kind of biotic life, whether it's animal or fish, living in those areas.
What can or should we do?
We need to control our runoff from our agricultural activities to make sure that they do not enter our rivers and our oceans. And we need to control our fertilizer application rates so that the amount that is applied is actually used by the plant and not discharged to the groundwater or to surface water so that it can run off and create these problems in our waterways.
Thank you, Dr. Everett. Santa Monica Seafoods works for sustainable fisheries.
East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at vivalapaz.com. Viva La Paz!
I got the Launch Ramp Blues. Launch Ramp Blues.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have a couple of very special guests, all in the warmer climes, but scattered throughout the world. We have Brooks Russell, who operates Bahamas Sport Fishing Network, and obviously that's in the Bahamas, which is on the other side of the world from Chucky, who operates Van Wormer Resorts, Chucky Van Wormer, and in particular, my favorite place, the Palmas de Cortez, which is a beach about 5 miles long, Bay of the Palms, that's been in his family for generations, and beautiful, beautiful place, great fishing. So let's see if we can kind of get a little bit of a comparison between which one and, you know, where we should go. Chucky, why don't you start off, and maybe you might even have some questions for Brooks.
Well, I have never been to the Bahamas, so I was curious, you know, to see what other species there is in the Bahamas other than Dorado and marlin. Or I don't know which what kind of species you guys fish up over there.
Yeah, you know. Besides, we have the, you know, we have the mahi mahi, yellowfin tuna, wahoo, white marlin, blue marlin. Of course, is one of our. We have major tournaments for that. You know, with the blue marlin. Outside of that, Chucky, it'd be more of you know, bottom fishing or deep dropping. You know, deep drop. We have a deep drop for snapper or for grouper. And, you know, of course, we do have yellowtail that's everywhere throughout the Bahamas. And that's pretty much the major species that we would have that you'd be able to, you know, successfully go out and catch. Inshore would be, you know, your bonefish, your tarpon, and your permit, which would be, you know, from fly, you know, fly fishing.
Okay.
But other than that, that's pretty much it. And what about there with you guys? I'm interested as well because I've never been to your place either.
Yeah, well, like I told you, in the warmer months, we have they're highly migratory fish, and of course we got the tuna, yellowfin tuna, and we got marlin, blue marlin, black marlin,
striped.
Mm-hmm. That are seasonal only for during the hot months, and that migrate, okay. And all the time we have mahi mahi. And of course, also wahoo. We got a lot of wahoo right now, but you know, all the time mahi mahi, striped marlin, which are I think they stay all year. And then bottom fish, we got grouper, parrotfish. We got fargo, which is a snapper, red snapper, dark tooth snapper, different types of snappers that we have. Okay. We have calico bass, carilla. And also we have rooster fish that you can fly fish from the shore. You can shore fish or fly fish for rooster fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's touch on that for a second, Chucky, because I think Bahamas has been probably fly fishing for a long time. And Baja, it's becoming more and more popular, and you offer that now out of the resort. And when we were down there last year, you can get an ATV and, you know, run up and down the coast and fly fish. But that certainly is growing. And I would say that, you know, let's ask Brooks, how popular is fly fishing and how long has it been around for fly fishing for saltwater?
Yeah, fly fishing's been around for a very long time here in the Bahamas. I mean, there were lots of U.S. presidents that used to come over to Grand Bahama and fly fish frequently. However, it's one of those sports where you never hear a lot about it, but they have a very deep, rich client base and a lot of repeat clients. And it's like if you're not in the mix of it, you really don't see it happening. But it really is going on all the time. I mean, and most fly fishermen, you know, they're repeat clients. You know, they come every year, same time. You know, and they really enjoy the sport. And we've seen an increase, like you said earlier, and Chucky probably has too. I think the overall sport of fly fishing has seen a dramatic upturn over the last 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
Now, what about gear? If someone's going to come down and visit you, Brooks, do they need to bring their own gear?
That they would. At this current time, there's very limited supplies in terms of fly fishing, very little at all. And so you would have to bring it. And most fly fishermen, you know, they're like golfers.
They want to use their own.
Mm-hmm. They pack their bags and bring what they want to use.
But, you know, as a skier, because I ski too, it's always fun to demo. So does that go along with fishing too, as far as trying new poles, new reels?
Well, let me answer that one, Captain, is that when you catch a big fish or a trophy fish on your equipment, that equipment is more than a tool. Every time you pick that up, and you know, look at it and touch it and feel it, you get to relive the experience.
I see. So it's
does that sound right, you guys?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I have a question.
I have a question for Chucky.
What is a usual trip, a fishing trip in the Bahamas? How far do you go out? Where are the fishing grounds, more or less, before you get into fishing?
Right. One of the unique parts about the Bahamas is in each island we have where most of the deep sea fish populate is on the edge of the ocean. So you'll have bottom depths of like 60, 70 feet, and then it drops off, you know, like, you know, a mile or two deep.
Whoa.
And so those edges run all along one side of an island. So you could be you know, from the boat, when you get in your boat to the fishing grounds, you know, may run, you know, 10 miles at the max. And once you hit that edge, you kind of crisscross in and off that edge, and that's where the fish feed off of. That's where all the bait fish and all that come up. You'll see lines of seaweed a lot of times, you know, almost lining up right on the edge. And, of course, you know, Chucky, if you come across any object in the water or any seaweed like that floating, you know, you'll stop and hit it as long as you're in the right depth. But generally, it's not a far run to any fishing ground in the Bahamas. Now, depending on what island you're on, sometimes the avid fisherman who lives down there, if he's in Nassau, which is the capital, and he hears fish biting in another island, you know, that run for him may be, you know, 35, 40 miles at the, you know, run. But people who are visiting, if they went out on a charter boat, you're looking at 10 miles at the most.
Okay, well, we have something similar to that because we have fishing grounds nearby. And you know, since they're following the bait fish, it all depends where they migrate to and, you know, they eat. But, you know, we have fishing grounds that go from 60 miles to right in front of the hotel.
Hey, you know what, you guys, I have a great idea. Brooks, why don't you come and visit Chucky, and Chucky can go visit you.
I'm all in. You let me know. I'm all in.
I know. Let's do a swap.
Yeah. There you go. Know? Like a housing swap? Yeah.
Yeah, like a house swap. Let's do a fishing trip
swap.
My question
for Chucky is interesting. I know he said, you said wahoo and mahi run all year round there. Is that right?
No. Mahi-mahi and striped marlin.
Mahi-mahi and striped marlin.
Yeah, Dorado. Actually, they have, I hope we still have Chucky on the line, but
the
striped marlin, they actually have resident striped marlin, and that is one of the reasons why the catch and release has become so important in that area,
right.
Chucky, and because they're, you know, when you take the local ones, you know, that's then they're gone.
Yeah.
And that's been very successful in the last 10 years. So, you can catch striped marlin almost any time of the year.
We're very seasonal down here in terms of the species, you know, that we catch. So, you know, if you're not in the season, you know, that you're wanting to catch a mahi or a wahoo or a marlin, you know, you won't catch one. I mean, they're very migratory and seasonal here.
What about accommodations? I think Captain Hookin, well, she can give a quick description of Palmas de Cortez, but what about accommodations in the Bahamas?
Yeah, well, you have anywhere from your large mega resort to your, you know, your little bungalows. Most of the outer islands, when I say outer islands, I mean islands outside of Nassau, have, you know, your little villa bungalow-type resort to stay in. The rental home market is also very popular in the outer islands.
Do they have marinas or beach launch, or what do you use?
They do. Most of the resorts are connected, you know, have their own marina. And, you know, they offer, you know, lunch and a bar and activities the whole time you're there.
Well, let's let Captain Karen Hookham just give a 30-second description of Palmas de Cortez.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's beautiful. You can literally walk right out onto you can get right on the boat and go out early in the morning. I mean, it's just
it's
a couple steps,
yeah,
few steps, but it's fabulous. And the fishing is great, and it's so much fun. And we even decided to go down the beach and take ATVs and fish that way too.
Okay.
But
well,
was that 30 seconds?
Well, yeah, that you did.
You're
good.
Giving
well, actually,
me the
it's 45, but now. But now we've only got about 10 seconds left in the segment. So, Chucky, I appreciate very much you taking the time. I know that you're a busy man, and you have to take your airplane down to the Bahamas. And then, of course, Brooks, we really appreciate that. And we'll see if we can find out some more information. But we're going to take a break. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we appreciate you tuning in.
Places that I should be, I am free. Yeah, come on fishing, yeah, yeah, come on fishing.